Go to the iZoneBed.com website and read all of the reviews. These are actual reviews from actual customers who are sleeping on the iZone bed. The iZoneBed.com. Check it out online or check it out at the 14 area bedroom stores. The iZoneBed.com and get a good night's sleep at the bedroom store.
Don't miss a totally unpredictable and hilarious episode of Undateable Live, followed by the premiere of the great new comedy, Truth Be Told. It all begins at 7 p.m., only on NBC.
Do you have or suspect you have fibromyalgia? Does pain make every day a struggle? Are you 18 or older? Then consider joining a medical research study evaluating an investigational drug for fibromyalgia-associated pain. The study will last approximately 21 weeks, and all study-related assessments and drugs will be provided at no cost to you. Call 314-831-5999 or visit www.aldaystudy.com.
Discover what everyone's talking about. It's the all-new journey at Argosy Casino. Enjoy steaks, fresh seafood, artisan sandwiches, and incredible river views.
For a first or second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
It's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Hi, I'm Paul Harris, Ian Geist, Dan Strauss here with me, and now it's your chance to join us to be a contestant on the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call us now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS. For people who are first-time listeners or have never heard the Harris Challenge, here's how it works. Each of our contestants is going to get a choice of three categories. In those categories, there are going to be five questions. Each of those questions has a point value associated to it. We start with the one-pointer, then the two, then the three, then the four, then the five. So you can get a total of 15 points, but you don't have to get all 15 points to win. You just have to do better than half of the points. So eight or better will make you a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
All right, Paul. Who's taking callers? We do have some wonderful prizes from the Old Town Donut Shop. Ooh. We have a dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
And they have two locations in Cottleville or Florissant.
Donuts.
Also, we have
I'm
from stalling, Werenberg Theaters.
While you find the rest of the prizes.
No, we're good.
Okay.
From Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We have free movie passes. You might want to see Maze Runner, or we have The Intern. We have a whole slew of movies to choose from. Peroni's Pizza Gift Card.
Mm-hmm.
They have a couple of locations, one in Florissant, and their new location in O'Fallon, Missouri, at M&P.
Okay.
Also, we have Family Nuts gift certificate, mm-hmm. which entitles you to one free hand-dipped ice cream mm-hmm. or a half pound of elite chocolate or nuts.
Mm-hmm. I like the unsalted roasted cashews if you're buying some from me. Thank you very much.
Ooh, unsalted.
Mm.
I don't like the unsalted.
Well, then you can get those and bring them in here because I'll get more because Dan won't eat them.
Okay. All right. And if you get the clean sweep.
Yes, if you get all 15 points, we throw in a bonus prize.
That's right. You're going to get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a bar menu 7 nights a week, plus mm-hmm. brunch on Sunday.
And you can check. I just want to point out, people ask me about the crack sticks. They think we're making a joke about this.
No.
And I guess I need to explain this every few months. They have, when you go in there, they have pasta, just hard, dry pasta that's right there in a glass on your table, but it's got spices on it that once you start eating this thing and it's crunching around in your mouth, the spices have the same effect as crack cocaine in that you can't stop eating them.
Oh, no, you cannot stop.
No.
And I would also suggest the flash fried spinach.
Yes. But, in fact, I have said to Jimmy, you should take these crack sticks off the table because this is costing you some dessert sales. because people, you know, I would have dessert, but I ate 402 of those crack sticks earlier and I can't have any more.
Pasta before my pasta.
Right.
Bite your tongue. Take the crack sticks off the table.
I'm kidding.
Jimmy'sCafe.com is their website.
All right. Let's meet our first contestant for the challenge today. Hello, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets a unique broadcast opportunity. That's a chance to plug some business, if you like, or just say hello to the family or shout out to the boss or suck up to the boss in the hopes that it gets you some sort of promotion at work. Go ahead, Jerry.
I would like to say my wife and I had fostered about 15 years, and we wound up adopting 5 different children, so my message would be consider adoption and consider fostering, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer. We'll see the questions and categories you get to choose from here today, Jerry. Led, of course, by our topical category, have you been paying attention? Category 2 is sports and games and nudity. Or category 3, October's musical birthdays. Which one would you like?
I'm going to go with the October musical birthdays.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Jerry, who is older, Sammy Hagar or David Lee Roth?
David Lee Roth.
Sammy Hagar. Who's older, Tanya Tucker or Marie Osmond?
Marie Osmond.
Tanya Tucker. Who is older, Tito Jackson or Jackson Brown?
Jackson Brown.
Correct. Who's older, Natalie Merchant or Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg.
Natalie Merchant. Who's older, Helen Reddy or Grace Slick?
Grace Slick.
Grace Slick was born in 1939, Helen Reddy in 1941. You're correct. Natalie Merchant, 1963, Snoop Dogg, 72, Jackson Brown, 1948, Tito Jackson, 1953, Tanya Tucker, 58, 1958, Marie Osmond, 1960, and Sammy Hagar is 8 years older than David Lee Roth. So let's see how you did here, Jerry. You got the 3, you got the 5. Well, that's 8 points, just enough for the win. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
You're very welcome. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prizes while I bring in contestant number 2. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I'm just out here delivering pizzas, so I just got to say, tip your delivery drivers.
Okay. Have you ever had one of those situations where you walked up to the door and there was that woman behind the door and, you know...
Oh, I wish. That sounds like a great time.
Yeah, when I was 18 years old delivering pizzas, that was my fantasy, too. Never had. I once had a guy in a bathrobe, and I just got the hell out of there. Which category would you like here, Mike? We have you been paying attention, sports and games and nudity, or Tom Hanks co-stars? That's our new third category because he's in this new movie, Bridge of Spies, that I like that opens today.
I'll take sports and games and nudity. Sounds right up my alley.
Well, maybe it is. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two daily fantasy sports sites are being investigated by the FBI?
DraftKings and FanDuel.
Yeah, and they're in trouble in Illinois, too. Which former NBA star was found unresponsive in a Nevada brothel this week?
Lamar Odom.
Correct. Which magazine announced that because there's so much porn online, it'll stop publishing nude photos of women next year?
That would be Playboy.
Correct. What is the name of the team that beat the Indiana Fever and got its third WNBA title in 5 years this week?
The Sparks.
Minnesota Lynx.
Oof.
5-pointer now. You need this for the win. Which state has such budget problems that it now issues an IOU to anyone who wins more than $600 in the lottery?
Going to say California.
It's Illinois.
Oh.
They are having serious problems there. And by the way, you know who's mad about this? Every convenience store owner in Illinois who sells lottery tickets, because, first of all, they're not getting their piece of the pie when somebody wins. And second of all, not as many people are coming in to buy tickets because they're going to end up with an IOU, and who knows when they're going to collect.
Yeah, after at first it was $25,000 or more, right?
Yes.
And then they dropped it all the way down to
$600.
So that's a huge red flag.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a scratcher. That'll be about it.
I don't know. Does that include scratchers, though?
It includes everything in the Illinois lottery.
But I guess the chances are, on a scratcher, you'll probably win under $600.
Well,
for the most part.
I guess so. It's not like winning Powerball.
No.
Yeah. Mike, you got the 1, the 2, and the 3. And, oh, unfortunately, that's where it stopped. So you only got 6 points. So for our punishment music today, because, you know, when you don't win, you get punished on the Harris Challenge.
Correct.
Next Wednesday is the date that Marty McFly and Doc Brown traveled to in the DeLorean when they went into the future in Back to the Future 2. They went to October 21st, 2015. And by the way, movie theaters across the St. Louis area are going to show the Back to the Future movies, all three of them, starting at 4:29 p.m. next Wednesday, which is the time that they arrived in our year. So I thought, okay, what can we do with that that's punishment music related? Well, of course, who played Marty McFly's father, George McFly? That would be Crispin Glover, who recorded one of the great pieces of punishment music ever.
Yeah.
It was a hit song for Nancy Sinatra, but not for Crispin Glover.
You keep saying you got something for me. There's something you call love, I confess. You've been a mess where you should have been a mess. And now someone else is getting all your best. These boots make you walk. And that's just what I'm through. One of these days, these boots are
McFly, okay, you're not hired for the Under the Sea dance.
1.21 gigawatts.
Shoot that through him, and maybe he'll get it right. Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. You guys have a good one.
Thank you very much.
And on that big electronic screen, incidentally, in the town square, it says Cubs win the World Series.
Yes. Do you remember the team that they beat?
Miami.
Oh, that's right.
So that's not going to happen this year.
Later on in the scene where Biff goes through the courthouse building and there's the front page of the USA Today, on the front page it said Cubs sweep in five.
So that five.
Means that means a nine-game series.
Yeah.
You know, that's what we should do to the Cubs this year. If they win four games of the World Series, hey, you didn't win anything yet. You still got to win one more.
You have to win five.
Mark, welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Drive it home, and I hope the Cubs will lose every game at the NLCS.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? Tom Hanks co-stars, or our new third category, Yes, Master?
Tom Hanks co-stars.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Mark. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who is the highest paid member of the cast of Splash not named Hanks?
Daryl Hammond.
John Candy. Who co-starred with Tom Hanks in both Punchline and Forrest Gump?
Gary Sinise.
Sally Field. In what movie did Tom Hanks co-star with Madonna? You can pass if you want. Okay.
Pass.
Who played the character the Tom Hanks character chases throughout the movie Catch Me If You Can?
Who's a co-star? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct. For what movie was Barkhad Abdi nominated for an Oscar for co-starring with Hanks as a Somali pirate?
Captain Phillips.
Correct. Back to the three-pointer. In what movie did Tom Hanks co-star with Madonna?
I'm drawing a blank. That's kind of sad.
What if I told you it was also Gina Davis and Rosie O'Donnell?
Ah, dang it.
And Gary
Marshall.
A League of Their Own, yeah. You got the four and you got the five, Mark. That's a total of nine, and that's enough to win. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hang on. Dan will tell you about your prizes, and I'll bring in our fourth contestant now. Hello, Clay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What are you going to plug?
How about my journalism students at Rockwood Summit High School?
Okay. You dedicating the challenge to them?
I will dedicate the challenge.
Okay. You know, when you dedicate something, you're supposed to win.
I know, and I have a feeling it's not going to happen.
Well, we'll see. Two categories.
And share the spoils.
That's right. Right now, they're all sitting around the radio going, come on, donuts.
Donuts.
Two categories left here, Clay. We have you been paying attention, or Yes, Master.
Let's try the Yes, Master.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. At which St. Louis educational institution did Masters and Johnson begin their pioneering research into human sexual response?
Pass.
On the Seinfeld Master of Your Domain episode, who was the first one out of the contest?
Kramer.
Correct. Which Las Vegas magic duo used to bill their show as Masters of the Impossible?
Siegfried and Roy.
Correct. Which institution were Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five the first hip-hop act to be inducted into?
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Correct. In Star Wars lore, what rank do you have to hold before becoming a Jedi Master?
I should know this one of all of them. I'm a Padawan.
Jedi Knight.
Yes.
All right, which St. Louis educational institution did Masters and Johnson start at?
Washington University.
That's correct. If only you'd known the Jedi Knight, it would have been a clean sweep, Clay.
I'm most embarrassed about that one.
Well, with 10 points, you're still a winner. Congratulations. The students can be proud of you. Hang on, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. And I will bring in our final contestant today. Hello, Scott.
Good afternoon.
Hi. What are you going to plug today?
Well, I thought I'd plug that the relics of St. Maria Goretti are going to be at the cathedral in Belleville all day Monday. People can come out and see that.
Okay. One category left up here, Scott. It's have you been paying attention? We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which country did President Obama say thousands of American troops would remain deployed in through 2017?
Iran.
Afghanistan. Which country did President Obama deploy 300 troops to for the first time this week? Zimbabwe, Cameroon, or Bhutan?
Zimbabwe.
Cameroon, to help fight Boko Haram. For 1 point each, name the three candidates of the Democratic debate this week that are not named Bernie or Hillary.
No clue. I didn't watch it.
You want to go to the four-pointer?
Sure.
Which fast food company's franchisees are complaining about having to serve breakfast all day?
McDonald's.
Correct. What is the name of the Missouri governor who died in a plane crash 15 years ago today?
Brown.
Mel Carnahan was his name. He was running for Senate. After he died, he still won the election, and his wife, Jean, took the seat in Washington. The three candidates not named Bernie or Hillary were Jim Webb, Martin O'Malley, and Lincoln Chafee. Don't bother remembering them. By the way, about Afghanistan, I just want to say this. We're keeping troops there because the Afghanis cannot protect their country yet. We've been there 12 years. We've been training them for 12 years. I'm sure one more year will make a difference. Don't you think? Year 13! That's the one!
That's the one that, yeah, they've what, got four or five people that actually can fight now?
That's exactly it. Although I haven't checked, it may be down to three. Scott, all you got there was McDonald's for 4 points, and that means I'm going to have to punish you as well. Here is Crispin Glover again.
And you keep losing when I'm not there.
This is from the album I Need a Laxative.
Oh.
You keep saving when I'm the savior. No, it's mine, it's right, but you ain't been right yet. These books made for washing, and that's just what they'll do. But one of these days, these books, I'm gonna walk. Oh,
you know, you would think that album didn't sell a lot, but I checked, Dan. It went lead.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Those the same boots that he almost kicked Letterman in the face with?
That's exactly the ones. Wow. With the big heels. Scott, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
You as well. Take care.
Thank you very much. One last thing about Back to the Future. Not only is it going to be in movie theaters next Wednesday at 4:29 p.m. for the actual date of the future in Back to the Future, but 2 weeks from tonight, the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is going to show the movie while they play along.
Oh, cool.
And Ian, you've gone to some of these, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're outstanding.
Last one I saw was Godfather. We've also seen a couple of Charlie Chaplin movies that way. They strip away the musical part of the soundtrack, and they play it live while you're watching the movie. If you've never had that experience, any movie you see with them will be good, but I think this one will be terrific, too, with that wonderful score. I wonder if they play Power of Love, the Huey Lewis song, or Out of Time, or the,
sure,
or the other
yeah,
Huey Lewis stuff that's
movie,
in there.
Yeah.
So that's 2 weeks from tonight. There might still be tickets available. That's the Harris Challenge for today. We do it every Friday right around 5:15. If you've missed any previous challenges, you can get them on my website, harrisonline.com. And come back here next Friday to play on the air on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meep, meep.
And here's the guy flying around in his DeLorean. It's Tim Weiland with traffic.
What happened to your voice?
I don't know what happened.
I have been listening to the Harris Challenge. Paul, has been maybe 15 years you've been doing it?
I've been doing it in St. Louis over 16 years.
Okay, all right.
So and, it's been and about like 15 years before that.
All right, well, it's been about 15 years that I've been listening, and that was the absolute worst punishment music you've ever had.
Wow. Now you've thrown down the gauntlet, because I think we have things that are worse. Not much!
No, that was bad. But
that's a top fiver, also, absolutely.
Okay, all right. I'll say I'll nominate it for one of the worst. But I got to admit that it going lead, that was one of the funniest things I've heard you say.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you very much.
All right, things are getting a little bit better on some of the highways. They've cleared the accident on northbound 270 before Highway 40. They've cleared the accident on eastbound 370 just east of the Elm. So things are running pretty well there. Now, southbound 55, there is no change at the crash at Union. So you're jammed back to Potomac on eastbound 270. You're running a little bit slow east of Lindbergh now through New Florissant. Westbound 70 near T.R. Hughes, they had a crash. That's been cleared. You're still running slow between 370 and Highway 79, and then things open up after that. Now, eastbound 40, you're still running slow between Clarkson and Mason. Westbound 40 is still heavy between approaching Kings Highway out through McCausland, Clayton Warson through Highway 270. Southbound 270, you're stop and go south of Dorset to about Olive, and then you've got some slow pockets down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. It's so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Pick one up at your local club, warehouse, or other fine retailers today. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
When you need to know, turn to your official weather station, the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
In 1985, SelectQuote came up with a crazy idea. Comparison shop multiple life insurance companies for a customer's best price. No face-to-face meetings, no bias, just great rates from great companies. 30 years later, that idea doesn't seem so crazy. I'm Trudy Lum, a SelectQuote agent. Today, I found Tim, a healthy 35-year-old dad, a 10-year, $500,000 life insurance policy. His price? Under $19 a month. Since 1985, we've saved over a million families millions of dollars on life insurance. See how much you can save today.
Get your free quote now. Visit SelectQuote.com or call 1-800-900-1529. That's 1-800-900-1529. 1-800-900-1529. SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? TLC Laser Eye Centers and Dr. Steven Wexler, one of the most experienced surgeons in St. Louis, are now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. You'll get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. Call right now and we'll schedule a free consultation so you can discover if LASIK's right for you. Individual results may vary. Call 1-800-700-3082. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 10% off your all-laser LASIK procedure. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free consultation, call 1-800-700-3082. 1-800-700-3082.
As a business owner, you know it's critical to surround yourself with people who have the knowledge you need. That's why you should interview a region's business banker. In fact, you should grill them with the tough questions. For example, what process do you use to understand how money flows through my business? Will you be able to offer solutions that maximize my cash flow? Do you have good ideas about how I can expedite collections? How can you help me find that 25th hour in a day? These are all very valid questions when you're looking for somebody to help your business thrive today and down the road. We come prepared. And time because no interview candidate worth their salt would miss the chance to ask a few smart questions too? That's exactly what we'll do. So get together with a Regions business banker to see how you click. Call 1-800-833-9776. That's 1-800-833-9776. Or visit regions.com/interview to get started. Regions Bank. Member FDIC.
Suburban Leisure Center would like to demonstrate how to convince your wife that you need to buy gas logs for your fireplace. The next time a good storm comes up, she says,
"Let's build a fire."
Go out, bring in the wood, and accidentally track in mud, leaves, slush, whatever you can.
Oh, look at that!
Then mention you saw gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center. They look just like real wood, but unlike real wood, you don't have to go outside and get it.
Sure.
While out at the wood pile, find that special log that's been sitting deep in the pile.
Ah!
You know, the one that has spiders in it. Mention that creepy things never crawl out of gas logs from Suburban Leisure Center.
Uh-huh.
And always put another log on the fire just before she's ready to call it a night. Tell her you'll have to wait until the fire dies to come to bed.
Oh.
But if you had gas logs, you wouldn't have to wait until the fire goes out. You could just turn it off.
Wish we had gas logs.
And you can get a good price on gas logs at Suburban Leisure Center.
I get it. I see your point.
Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
Homes are selling very quickly in today's St. Louis market. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group is here. How should sellers prepare their home to get the highest price?
Aligning with us, they'll receive the highest online exposure to attract the most buyers. And our 18 years of experience sets us apart when negotiating in a hot seller's market.
What makes the buying or selling experience different with your group?
We have one of the highest selling real estate groups with a team of specialists dedicated to a client's individual needs, such as staging and design, marketing, and buyer specialists.
Great.
Our team meets with clients to help stage and strategize to ensure your home appeals to a wide variety of buyers. We even pre-market your home.
Okay, so how do you use technology to help the seller?
We can communicate directly with our clients through iPad minis that are preloaded with various apps, giving them the most up-to-date information right at their fingertips.
That's Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group and co-owner of Keller Williams Realty West. She's a real estate expert on Channel 5, and she's with us weekly on KTRS. She's online at KathyHelbigGroup.com or 314-276-SOLD.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
ABC Radio presents Made in America with David Muir, brought to you by Advance Auto Parts.
It's the blue and yellow can, a household staple made right here in America. WD-40.
Everybody has a can in their house.
Orlando Moreno at WD-40 headquarters in San Diego. The secret formula, nearly the same since it was invented more than 60 years ago.
It's a special thing.
CEO Gary Ridge, business doubling in the last 10 years, now sold around the country and around the world in 176 countries. This is World News Tonight's David Muir. That's Made in America.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday.
Yes, it is.
It's Aloha Friday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. Great place to sit down and have a meal at Annie Gunn's or to get one to go for the weekend right next door at the Smokehouse Market. I am Paul Harris, Dan Strauss, and Ian Geis here in the studio with me. And now joining us from Southern California, Mr. Mike Evans. How are you, Mike?
Little Paula Harris. Take care of
you. How you doing today with the day after?
You know what? Dodgers suck. You know what? They don't deserve to win. Did you watch the game?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
By the way,
yeah,
I should announce that during this portion of the show, we are not putting on the Mike Evans shift.
No. Yeah. Well, if you did, I would go from first to third without nobody knowing what was going on.
I know. We're not doing that.
Unbelievable.
That was wild.
Oh, that was you're just stupid. You know what? They got to fire Mattingly. I mean, you know, you can't manage your team and have enough heads up. And Greinke, you know, get rid of him. I mean, you know, I know he's a great pitcher, but what an idiot. It cost us the game.
So now that your Dodgers and our Cardinals are both out of the postseason, who do we root for?
I like the Cubs.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, you heard me, the Cubs.
Hey,
I know you guys are arch enemies, but you know what? It's been 107 years. Come on.
I like the Cubs, too. Now, if the Cubs make it to the World Series against Kansas City, I have to root for Kansas City. But did you see Ethier and Mattingly?
Going after each other?
Yeah, last night in the dugout. What was that?
I didn't understand that at all.
I don't know what that was about either.
I know I should have looked at the L.A. Times this morning, but I didn't. You know, first of all, Ethier, shut the front door.
I know.
I mean, you should ever hit as good as Mattingly ever hit.
Right.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, you know, what is Ethier, a 254 hitter?
I don't know.
Mattingly, you think his career, he batted 288?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, while we're doing the big sports show here, did you see the catch by that Stanford receiver last night?
Yeah, unbelievable. In the end zone?
Around the defender.
Yeah, it was beautiful. UCLA sucks. USC sucks. Dodgers suck. So, Angels suck.
So you're a hometown guy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
My favorite NFL football team, Dallas Cowboys, suck.
Yeah. Goodbye, bandwagon. I'm jumping off now.
Yeah. I am pulling. Now, tomorrow, SC sucks, and I love Notre Dame, so maybe I'll luck out tomorrow.
Maybe.
Paco is questioning the name of the Academy Award nominee who turned down the role of Indiana Jones in Raiders of the Lost Ark. Warren Beatty, Nick Nolte, John Voight, Michael Douglas.
Wow.
Latest on Lamar, you know, there are conflicting reports. Some say that he's getting better, but the USA Today is insisting that his movements are unmanageable. They're just reactions and reflex motions. While some are reporting that he's talking, so I don't know.
You know, I heard that he was coming out of the coma, and somebody said, oh, you know, if you get better, you can go back with the Kardashians, and he went right back into the coma.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Lamar woke up, and the Kardashians weren't in. Wait, the cameras weren't here. Can you fall back asleep and wake up again?
Yeah. I thought it was interesting that a couple of news agency called the Love Ranch and wanted to ask them some questions, and Kardashian's PR people called and said, we don't like anybody taking any Kardashian publicity, so we do not want you talking to any media. And the owner of the Love Ranch says, go to hell.
Yeah, and they've been talking to everybody.
That place has got... anybody wants to call us, we're not calling anybody, but people call us, we're going to call them. They go, no, Khloe wants to talk to everybody. But the Kardashians don't want to take it, don't want to, you know, use it for their benefit.
Is that the brothel that was on that HBO series Cat House?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yes, I do have HBO at home.
You're
correct.
Movie review. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Little Paul Hare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bridge of Spies.
Yeah.
Another movie based on the real events set back during the Cold War in the 1960s. Another great performance by Tom Hanks, which should get him an Oscar nomination.
Yep.
A fabulous thriller, and again, all true. Also, some funny moments. Must see. Bridge of Spies, PG-13, hour and 36 minutes, 4 stars.
I liked it a lot, and I think Spielberg just proved again, he's the kind of director you want when you need a really, really, really well-told story.
You know, finally, you got it right this time.
Oh, thank you.
You know, last couple of movies, you've got them. You've been so far off. I'm glad you got this one right.
Thank you.
Odds and Ends, new stories coming out about Donald Trump as a father, and they are all glowing. All three of his kids, of course, college graduates, good human beings. They say growing up, they were made to work long hours, do physical labor. They learned responsibility and foremost to respect other people. I saw all three interviews. I thought they were very good. Hmm. Hey, if you own a condo in the Dakota Building in New York City, the monthly HOAs are $4,275.
A month?
A month.
Great.
$4,275. $50,000 a year.
I saw a thing today about a woman who works in a bar on the Lower East Side in New York. And she put a joke ad on Craigslist for a room you could rent for $30 a month.
And it's in a bathroom.
It's the bathroom of the bar where she works. But that didn't stop people from inquiring because that's a fantastic deal, and rents here are so high, I'd love it. And she said that
actually was a story in the New York Post a week ago, and the headline read, apartment apartment available with a PU. With a PU.
Yeah.
What do I got? Oh, TV ratings. Three top TV shows are Big Bang Theory, Empire, Modern Family, but Empire is starting to slip. Baseball playoff ratings are enjoying an eight-year high, even beat Sunday night NFL football last week.
Wow.
New York Post headline above a story that employees of John McEnroe's tennis school are suing him for non-payment of salary. New York Post headline screams, McEnroe's Tennis Academy is a racket.
I see what they did there, yeah.
I kind of like racket.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was kind of good to save a bit of a racket.
All right, fine.
I kind of like that one for myself. I did. Date in history, October 16, 1962, Gilligan's Island airs for the first time.
Whoa.
Birthday today, Suzanne Summers, 69 years old. I see him regularly at a health food breakfast place in Palm Springs. She goes almost every. She looks pretty good for 69 years old.
Is she?
Suzanne Summers. I don't know if she has a Thighmaster with. I never want to go look underneath the table where she is.
That Thighmaster will make you keep you young.
Yeah.
There you go. Don't get your head caught in it, though.
Oh.
Pop quiz question, name the name of the Academy Award nominee who turned down the role of Indiana Jones in Raiders of the Lost Ark, Nick Nolte, Warren Beatty, Michael Douglas, John Voight.
Dan, what do you think?
Oh, wow. I'll go with...
Dan is always surprised when I go to him.
No, I know.
The answer to the question.
I'll go with,
oh, wow, you're going to me.
Michael Douglas.
John Voight.
I'm going to go Warren Beatty.
The answer is Nick Nolte.
Good call. Oh. Good call.
And finally, it's Aloha Friday. No, we're doing Monday. We're going to play it in Aloha Friday. Dodgers suck. USC suck. Angels suck. Lily Okalani, Lani, Lani, okay. Hello, Koo, and Akai, and I, and Hui, Hui, Hui. Tui, 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 Tui. I'm a Nando Kai Muki, Akaka, Aku, Hui,
There's Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley, here in the Big 550 KTRS. Before we get to knuckleheads, I just want to get a plug in here for flu vaccines. I got mine this week. You should get yours. That's it. This is the pro-vaccine radio show. I say that only because I know my wife is listening, and for some reason, as pro-vaccine as I am, she still won't do it.
I don't either.
I don't either. That's the only one I won't.
I won't do it either. I went to the doctor yesterday, and the girl was asking me, she goes, did you want to get a flu shot? We'll give it to you free. I said,
free?
No.
It's free!
No, I do not want a flu shot.
I am behind you on all the other vaccines. The flu one.
Yeah, I've never had a flu shot.
All right, well, I'm just thinking of all the days I'm going to have extra work when I have to come and fill in for you guys when you have the flu. That'll work out for me. Now, Knuckleheads, brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or get the STL Taxi app today. Spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we begin in Jönköping, Sweden, where police got a call from someone who had been driving down the highway and spotted a bunch of suspected ISIS members just north of the city. When they got there, the police found 30 bearded men, including one holding a black flag with white printing on it, which was not the ISIS flag. It was the flag of bearded villains. Who are bearded villains? That's a group of guys from the International Beard Club that meets once a month to socialize. The police officers laughed as one of the members explained that the flag is passed between all the bearded villains clubs in the world, and this weekend it was the Swedish club's turn to take care of it, and they had just gone out with a professional photographer to pose with the flag. They're not ISIS. They just don't shave. It's not the same. Story number two from Liberty, Missouri. A deputy was in the middle of a traffic stop when he saw black smoke on the horizon, headed that way to investigate, found a van on fire. Also noticed a man crouching on a hill nearby. Turned out the guy had panicked after starting a garbage fire in the field, which got out of control, and he had jumped in his van and then drove the vehicle back and forth over the flames, hoping to put the flames out. But instead of putting the flames out, they got the tires. So now the tires are on fire. And the guy then realizes, I'm in a van that's on fire with a full tank of gas. And also loaded with guns and ammunition. He jumps out of the explosive-laden vehicle, runs to the nearby hillside. That's where the deputy spotted him, watching the van burn. Deputy called firefighters who were able to prevent the fire from spreading but couldn't save the van, which burned down to its frame. Deputies did not immediately cite the man, who decided against filing an insurance claim on the van because, as a sheriff spokesman explained, he's going to have a big loss on that vehicle. I do not think they're going to cover it when he tells them the story. Fortunately, nobody hurt in the incident. Next, we go to China, where if a woman wants to be a flight attendant, they have to meet certain standards. Like at China Southern Airlines, you have to be older than 24 years, no older than 24 years old. You do have to be above average in height. At Hong Kong Airlines, you have to, for some reason, master Kung Fu if you want to be a flight attendant. But it's at Kunming Airlines, where the female flight attendants also have to be able to fit in the overhead compartment. A civil aviation tabloid on WeChat, a popular social networking app in China, has released photos of female flight attendants lying uncomfortably in the overhead bins. An initiation ritual that's been in place for nearly 5 years, and only women have to climb up there at the hands of their male colleagues who force the women into the compartments and sometimes even close the lid on them. Those who try to avoid participating are deemed uncooperative and arrogant. The photos and the accompanying article went viral in China last weekend, inciting considerable fervor from commenters who called the practice an insult to females and really perverted. As for the airline, they apologize and say in a statement that the company doesn't condone the tradition. This is just the personal behavior of the attendants and their security staff conducted after flight hours. The airline says it will discipline the workers involved and put an end to the conduct. But one of the flight attendants involved says, no, the airline has known about this for about 5 years. And other female flight attendants have complained to management, which did nothing. But now that the pictures are out, they're going to have to do something. And we'll finish today in Anchorage, Alaska, where Nikki Abril went into a Subway restaurant and locked herself in the bathroom for 2 hours and refused to come out. When she finally did, she was naked and in a bad mood. Bad enough to start breaking furniture and ripping down ceiling tiles and throwing food all over the restaurant. In the words of one eyewitness, smearing feces all over stuff. The Subway employees ran outside, called 911. When the cops showed up, Nikki decided not to go easily. She decided to fight the cops, which didn't really go all that well for her. She's now in custody. I love this quote from a police spokesperson who believes Nikki was, quote, under the influence of some sort of substance. Gee, you think? And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and Colin and all of us here who work on the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
Meet me.
And we're going to get a final check on traffic with Tim Weiland.
All right, good news. They've cleared that accident finally after about an hour and a half on southbound 55 at Union. Now, traffic is still jammed back from about Gasconade all the way down through Bayless, and then things start cutting loose. And a lot of people were bailing out, so South Broadway and Lime Ferry have taken the brunt of that. Pretty heavy going south on both of those roads. Now, northbound 55, you're still stacked up from the 44 ramp up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound 40, you're slowing now from Kings Highway through McCausland. We do have, looks like we've got still slow traffic from Highway A out through Wentzville, and then also on westbound 70, west of Wright City, you've got an accident that has traffic backed up about a mile and a half to 2 miles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Staples has more for less on everything your business needs to make more happen every day, plus free shipping and up to 5% back when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Don't miss a totally unpredictable and hilarious episode of Undateable Live, followed by the premiere of the great new comedy, Truth Be Told. It all begins at 7 p.m., only on NBC.
Royal Banks of Missouri is a proud sponsor of Mizzou football on KTRS. Go to royalbanksofmo.com and go Mizzou.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said.
Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Nick.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
No more Charlac police vehicles patrolling that city streets. It's now the North County Police Cooperative Patrol. How did the first night go?
A man has been arrested in connection with numerous exposing cases in the area.
And the Ringling Brothers bring the circus to town and make a generous donation to cancer research at a local hospital.
First at 6 tonight, there is a reward for information in the murder of a young Army reservist whose body was found in the city's Baden neighborhood.
This is the city's 159th murder this year. Fox 2's Betsy Bruce joins us from police headquarters. And Betsy, any new developments on this case?